Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. How a rebrand can positively affect your business. We are about to change things up here at Foot Traffic, and I already know the kinds of reactions we are going to get. I've been in business for 20 years this month, actually, and I have rebranded or up-leveled my brand many, many times. And when I do, it definitely draws attention. It is from current customers, your past clients, or even potential clients that are noticing you, right? Now, people start to say things like, wow, you guys look like you're doing really well. And it's so funny because you could go to Canva and just change up a color or change up your logo. And it doesn't mean anything is going on in the business, right? It doesn't mean business is going well, but it is perception, right? The perception that comes with a fresh look. So now think about this. Like when you go and you get your hair done, like your hair cut or a fresh color, maybe you finally get new clothes. You haven't had new clothes in a long time. Or like your phone is, you know, the iPhone from 7 years ago and you get the new one, right? The new car, you just feel better, right? So I want to share with you how we're changing things up and how you can use this to your advantage too, okay? So that feeling you get with the haircut, the car, the phone, right? This is what it feels like when you update an old website, enhance your videos on social, gain clarity on your ideal client, right? Do you ever wonder why a McDonald's, like a perfectly good McDonald's, like the building's not that old, they will knock down that building and then completely rebuild it from scratch, right? Remember the old Taco Bells? Like, I mean, I don't, this will probably date me, right? But remember the kind of building they used to look like and now what they look like today, right? Like you don't want to go someplace that's old. You want to go to like new, trendy, right? So we want to talk about different ways to refresh your brand. And then I'm going to talk about some things we are doing here at Foot Traffic that I am like, I can't wait for you to see this. I think you're going to see it next week, but I'm so excited to share more. So ways to refresh your brand, okay? So I want you thinking about what you could do in your business. And I'm not talking anything major. I'm not talking knock the building down and rebuild it, okay? That is not what I'm talking about. I am talking about things like maybe adding a new font to your website, right? Or to your logo. Maybe you change up your brand colors or you modify it just a little bit. So even right now, like we have a blue, a teal, and a yellow. Let's say those are my staple colors and I would never want to get rid of them. No, but you could still take those three colors and just tweak them the slightest bit to give it a new, fresh update. Or go look at what you've got going on inside of your business or on your website or your social and go, oh, wow, we really use the yellow a lot. Or we really use, what if we just kept the same colors, but we had a different focus on a different color, right? So change up your brand colors. Like that is another way. Sometimes it is a completely different look. It is redoing something. So in my businesses, it could be, you know, updating our portal where our members go. So this actually happened with us. We created this well-oiled operations portal with all of our trainings, content, everything. The amount of people that were like, it is beautiful. Oh my goodness. Like clients that were current clients that all of a sudden got access to this were like, holy cow, like this looks so much better, right? It just feels higher end, which also I'm not even really get into too much of this, but giving yourself that fresh update can then warrant sometimes higher prices, right? So just something to think about. You could update your logo. And I put in parentheses, if you're watching the video, anniversary logo, because a lot of times a great time to update your logo is at an anniversary time. Celebrating 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, et cetera, right? So you can use it as a time to do that. Now, somebody who is in, like we're in our 20th year, I wouldn't be taking that and saying, oh, we need a new logo. It's at 20 years. I still love my logo. And it is not something I will be changing anytime soon. Honestly, it's still very clean. We like it. It's beautiful. Something to consider with a logo is, where is that logo and what would it cost you to change it? So here in foot traffic, it's really not very pricey to change a logo besides buy a logo and put it everywhere, right? It's more payroll of getting my team to go update it everywhere. In a physical brick and mortar location, and not only that, but I'm thinking swag, retail, like my logo is everywhere. I have my logo on people's car bumpers, in yard signs in their yard, like our logo, I mean, their clothes, the retail that we're sitting on with our logo already on it, the sign on my building, the sign by the road, our signage we use for events. Okay, so do not hear updated logo and be like, yes, updated logo. An updated logo is a big task and it can be pricey. Okay, when we updated our logo for our studios, we actually did it at year 10. Okay, we really needed a new logo. It was not really feeling on brand. In fact, the old logo felt so professional, which you might think, well, I would think you're professional, Stacey, but not in my studio. Yes, I want to be professional, but I want it to feel fun and kid friendly. And it felt way too me professional. And I needed to kind of weave that in. So we updated it year 10, celebrating 10 years and had this new fresh logo, but we were planning that. We were very strategic about, we've got to get rid of these clothes. We've got to stop giving out bumper stickers. We don't want people putting this on their bumper and not being able to take it off, right? So we were very strategic about something like that. Okay, another one, another way to refresh your brand, new photos. How many of you are guilty of way too used, like way too frequently used photos on your social, your website, your marketing, paid promo, all of that stuff, right? If we were to go to your website right now, would we go, oh, these look great? Would we say, these are definitely stock photos? Like they don't even look like they go together, right? Or are we thinking, this headshot's from 1988, right? Like what's going on? So new photos. One of the things that we do in our business, we actually just talked about this. We do a big photo shoot in our studio. So we will, it's a big production. Holy cow. It's a lot. And because it's a lot, we actually said this year, do we want to do another one? Or do you think we could get away with those same photos from last year? Okay. If you're hearing me say, can we get away with photos from last year and yours are 5 years old, just know that you want to update this look. Okay. So one of the things we decided to do for this year was, instead of getting the big production like we normally do, where there might be 50 kids in all different styles, and it's just a big thing because we're not just staging one person. We might be staging seven people, and we have to take the shot where their foot is pointed in the exact same way. Like, trust me, it is difficult. So we said, you know what? We don't need that big of a production. What would be really nice is just 10 kids, all different ages. Right? Get a mix of girls and boys, right? Get a mix of different ethnicities, right? To show that we're inclusive, right? What can we do to maybe just get what we're missing to supplement versus I need an overhaul of every single thing brand new. Okay. Make sense? All right. Last piece. Move things around. Move things around. Okay. So I want you to not necessarily have to overhaul everything and make this be a big production. But what can you do to just change things up? What can you do to move it around where it looks different? I remember growing up, this is so funny that this just literally came to my mind right now. Growing up, my parents would go to dinner or something. And my sister, I have two sisters, and we'd be home while they're gone. And we go, let's rearrange the living room or let's rearrange the kitchen table, which now as an adult, I can see why you can't rearrange the kitchen table. Like there's a light over it. People are going to hit their heads when the table isn't directly under it. My parents would come home and we'd be like, surprise. And we'd have everything rearranged. We just loved moving the furniture around because it just felt different and fresh and not same old, right? How can you get that experience where you're not buying something new, you're not getting new logo colors, you're not getting a new logo? What can you do to just move it around, change it up? Okay. I want you thinking about that. Now, when you do this, people will crave, I should say this, people already crave fresh, new, trendy. We live in a world where nobody wants the old iPhone. Nobody wants last year's model of anything, okay? So you want to make sure that as you are creating this new up level, it feels fresh and new and trendy. Sometimes when people do these, they go backwards, right? They do a website and it looks like it's 10 years old, right? You've got to ask yourself, what is actually trendy now? What is something that people are expecting, right? It could even be your technology. So think of when, I don't go to McDonald's, so I don't know when this happened or what this looked like, but I've just from reading and you know, reading in business magazines and things like that. But McDonald's did a complete overhaul, right? I think you walk in now and you're ordering usually on kiosks. You're not going up to the counter. That is an update. That's moving things around, changing things up. Do you have something tech-wise that's just like really old and dated that you need a refresher, right? Get with the times. The more you start to look at what are people expecting, what do people want and need, right? The more they're going to be excited about your business. Because if you're spending time in outdated technology or something where it's like, why do they even do this? Don't they know? Here's a great point. You know what really irritates me? When somebody asks me to sign something and they send it over and they need me to print it, sign it, and scan it back. I literally want to scream back. Like, don't you know there's electronic signature softwares? Like, we in our business, we use maybe like HelloSign or HelloDoc or something like that. We would never send you a contract and say, could you print and then sign it and then scan it? It's like, no, here you go. Click a button. It automatically appears and it's done. We want to make things easy, right? So if your old dated technology or your old dated systems, people are just annoyed because like, if you don't take credit card, oh man, when I go in someplace and I see it is cash only, and it's because I know you don't want to pay the credit card fees. I mean, just charge more money and pay the credit card fees. Nobody will, I mean, I actually am probably somebody that does usually have cash in my wallet, but most people do not have cash on them. So they're sitting down at your restaurant, they read on the menu, cash only, right? Or they've already gotten their manicure done and it says tips, cash only. Don't worry, I have an ATM machine. Okay, well, I don't carry my ATM card on me. Like, I don't do that. So it's an inconvenience, right? So make sure that you are not being dated in some of these areas, okay? So my question for you today is how can you freshen up what you currently have going on, okay? Now, a little sneak peek at what's going on here. So the biggest change for us, and why the change, I guess I would say. Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but we did a pretty big, substantial, I don't know if you call it rebrand, but we added a new program last November. I did a podcast in November about like, here's what's happening, here's where I'm heading, all the things, right? And things have just taken off in the direction we were hoping. And we are just continuously going all in on our new direction, right? With well-oiled operations and really just making sure when people think of how do I get my business to not be so reliant on me? How do I build a team? How do I systematize? They think of us, right? So the biggest change is the podcast. We have officially changed the title. As I record this, I don't know what it is. We have like our top five narrowed down, but when you hear this the following week, you will see the name has officially changed, okay? So I want you to check back to see what we finalized next week, okay? This has been something we've been planning for months. I knew I was going to be having surgery. I made sure I had photo shoots like done before it happened. Like we've been sitting on saving new content, new videos, new photos, like you name it, because we've been planning for this, all right? Now, we've also moved our podcast from the marketing category to the management category, okay? So Foot Traffic is our business name. That name isn't going anywhere. It is literally our, like, that is our business name, okay? However, the podcast, the book that's coming out, all of these things, we wanted to make sure it was something that when you saw it, it caught your eye. If you didn't know who we were, you would say, I need that. I want that. Okay. And we also knew that we are no longer just marketing. We teach so much more than marketing. And management really was the category we wanted to put our, like, place ourselves in. Okay. Now, little strategy behind that I want to share with you too is we were looking into what category we should go into. I do believe management is the category, but this was a big selling feature to me. When I went there, you know what I noticed? Men. Lots and lots of men in that category. There was one woman in like the top, whatever I was looking at, whether it was like 10 or 20, every single person in there was a guy. And to me, I thought this space needs a woman's perspective. How are you going to teach people how to get a business to run without them? But you aren't maybe the person at home taking care of the family as much, right? And I know that's not everybody's situation, but it is a lot of the women I coach, their situation. And I wanted to make sure I brought that perspective to the table. Okay. So here's what I will say to you that we have done that I feel works really well. Number one is involve your following. People love to share their opinions. And the more they feel like they are being heard and you included them, right? If we include our followers, like helping them help us pick the new design, the new cover photo, even naming it if we were like not sure between the last two or something like that. We've done our logos. People helped us pick our foot traffic logo, right? Help them or have them help you in the journey. It's also a great way to seed something big is coming because let's be honest, nobody likes change, right? People do not like change. And if you all of a sudden go rip the Band-Aid and rename something, change your colors, people will give your honest opinion. Like I will not forget, like people were like, I really liked the pink before. I'm like, thank you. I appreciate that. However, we are attracting men as well. And not every man is attracted to pink, right? So I wanted to make sure that it was something that I felt would attract our ideal client, right? So with that said, I want to make sure you are aware as well. Not only do we have this massive, you know, stuff happening next week, we'll have a lot of giveaways and fun stuff. So keep an eye on our Instagram and listening to the podcast. But we have a new September class coming for well-oiled operations. So you're going to hear about this launching in September. If you want to make sure to confirm and snag your September spot now, I want you to just shoot us a DM on Instagram, let us know, or you can shoot us an email, info@stacytuschel.com. Make sure you get your spot saved. We're going to have limited spots available and it's going to be first come, first serve with people being the right fit. Okay. For today, we put together a free branding assessment. If you comment the word brand below, or if you're listening to this, there's no place to comment, DM me on Instagram @StacyTuschel, the word brand, and we will send you over a free branding assessment. This is several pages of a workbook showing you how you can up level your brand in different ways. This is definitely something you want to check out. If you've ever grabbed one of our freebies, this is probably one of the better freebies we have done. It is jam packed and loaded. Okay. Again, big, big stuff coming your way. The content, the trainings. Oh my goodness. We are just getting ready to over-deliver and over-deliver. Next week, I'll be back right here. I'm going to be teaching how to get the most out of your contractor relationships, whether you have a VA, social media manager, Facebook ads manager, you name it. I'm going to show you how to make sure you're getting a return on your investment with them. So stay tuned. We've got some good stuff coming your way. Bye, everyone. If you're loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, I want to invite you to check out our Mastermind Info Session. We have three different levels of masterminds here at Foot Traffic for those just getting started all the way up to multi-million dollar businesses. From those with brick and mortar businesses to those with online. You can go to stacytuschel.com/info session and catch the replay where I share what each program entails. You'll also hear how you can get a free coaching call with one of our certified foot traffic coaches. Again, go to stacytuschel.com/info session.